Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Sometimes in this process that we call the legislature, up is down, white is black, and evil is called good. A perfect example is Senate Bill 337, scheduled for a hearing in the Senate Business and Labor Committee tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's a bill to force Christian youth treatment facilities to come under state control, even if they accept no state funding. It's a clear violation of both the Free Exercise Clause and the Freedom of Expression Clauses of the United States Constitution, and it's sponsored by Senator Bruce Tudvet of Kalispell. He's taken it upon himself to lead the charge against a Christian youth ranch that has helped over 500 kids in the past 30 years. This bill has failed each of the past two sessions, and it's our job to see that it fails again. Senator Tudvet is using the power of the state to bully a small church-run organization. The bill was introduced in the House earlier this session and was then mysteriously pulled just days before its hearing. We knew something was up, and now we know what that something was. A devious plan to reintroduce it at the last minute just before the transmittal deadline in the opposite chamber. Please grab a pencil and paper to write down a phone number. We have only a short time to make our voices heard. Pine Haven's problems began when CNN did a hit piece on them about 5 years ago after a series of tragic events, one in which a student ran away during the winter and was later found frozen, and a case where a staff member sexually assaulted a student and was then sent to prison. After thorough investigations by law enforcement, Pine Haven was cleared of any wrongdoing, but that wasn't good enough. Liberal legislators began introducing legislation that would place Pine Haven under state control, and Senator Tudvet is just the latest in a line of legislators who feel the state can do a better job than the church. Unfortunately, statistics from the state-run youth detention facility at Pine Hills proves this is not the case. During the 2013 legislative session, this same bill was heard in the House Judiciary Committee. On one side were three lonely bureaucrats clamoring for regulation, and on the other side were dozens of former Pine Haven students, staff, and community members extolling the virtues of the ranch. Students from other states told how their lives were changed when they came to Montana, lived on the ranch, and became part of the Pine Haven family. They said they got a good education, learned a work ethic, and most of all, felt loved, many of them for the first time in their lives. If you want to stop this state-sanctioned power grab, please call the members of the Senate Business and Labor Committee and ask them to vote no on Senate Bill 337. That number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. We're asking the Senate Business and Labor Committee to kill the bill to regulate Pine Haven Youth Ranch. Once again, that's Senate Bill 337, and the phone number is 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.